I think I'm crazy. Way I've been craving. If I put it quite plainly, just give me some baby. So what you doing tonight? Better stay doing you right. Watching movies, but we ain't seen a thing tonight. Yeah. I don't wanna keep you up, but show me, can you keep it up? Cause I'm allowed to keep you up, so maybe I'ma keep you up.
Because I've got a message from Rosemary saying, do I call in on my phone? And I'm thinking, we don't want to lose Rosemary again for the second time. Rosemary, you're here now, so you're okay. Right, we've got three people currently in the studio. A 916 area code that's just come back, just as we come to live. So I think that's Nancy's number, if I'm not mistaken. So we're just about ready to go. I think we're going to bring Rosemary's microphone online and say Happy New Year to you all. Hello.
Happy New Year, everybody. Can you hear me okay?
We can indeed, Rosemary. And how are you?
I'm top of the shop, I think.
Wonderful. And you've had a good Christmas and a good New Year, yeah?
Just exactly how I needed it. And now I'm back in lockdown, like all of us. So,
God, I know. It's a nightmare. It really is. Because I don't know how the rest of the world is at the moment, because we're not hearing much news from outside of the UK at the moment. But we've gone into our third lockdown here in the UK now. And it's getting very worrying that we might have a second strain coming in from South Africa now. So it's very worrying at the moment, but we're here.
Well, it's the way of viruses. And I've had experience of viruses all my life. I started off with polio and then I got dysentery. So we're going to go and see the Queen at her coronation, but we couldn't because the family got dysentery and my sister got hospitalized. So I kind of know the territory from experiencing things. So yeah, it's best to let them get a handle on it, because this is the way of change, I'm afraid.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
First of all, it's in we don't think it's happened. Then we go into, it has happened, what can we do? And I think that's where we are now. And then it's into, we can do this, this and this, and now we can start rebuilding. And that's the way catastrophes work. So And you can find this in all the history books and whatever. So.
Oh, yeah. It's very true. Very true. We've got it. What we've got to do now is start knitting it back together, you know, because it's like, I'll look at it like a bit of a spider's web. If you walk through a spider's web, you know, you'll shatter the spider's web, but the spider doesn't give up. You know, it will stand on the side and it will wait for you to pass and it will start all over again. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what we've got to do: rebuild. But let's get ourselves 100% in our own self, and then we can pull together. I mean, that's one thing us Brits are good at, isn't it? Pulling together when time comes, right?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Right, Rosemary, I think we're going to get on with it because we've got three lovely people sitting waiting at the moment. I don't know how busy we're going to get for a Tuesday, but we're going to do it anyway. Right at the top this evening, we have Wendy.
Hello, oh, Wendy.
Thank you so much. Hello, so nice to meet you. Thank you for taking my call.
How can we help you today?
Well, I am renting an apartment with my sister, Leslie, and the lease is up at the end of April next year. I'm thinking, when do you think we'll rent a new place together, and will it be maybe around August, September, or 2022?
Darling, you're talking to the wrong person. I don't do your tomorrow, you do it. We don't know. We don't know what's going to come. I'm not a psychic, as in read your aura. I could read it if I wanted to. And that would tell me what you have been thinking. And all I would do would be repeat what you have been thinking. So if you think that that will happen, then go ahead and plan. But my way of dealing with this kind of thing is to look at options and keep the back door open. So I plan, and if you're planning to go away, the way things are in the world right now, put the deposit down if you need to, but make sure it's a returnable one, or you've booked for a place where you can pay when you take up the thing. I book a hotel that way, so that I pay it when I actually take my room and I don't lose money. I think I get that on TripAdvisor and stuff. So does that answer your question, my darling? I'm sorry, I can't. I don't do your tomorrow.
That's okay. I greatly respect you and I thank you. What exactly, what gift do you have?
Well, I'm actually a healer, a spiritual healer, Reiki master, and a hypnotherapist,
okay.
And spiritual life coach. So if you've got a question about how you do something or how you experience something, or because we are spirit, right? Spirit are not there in the next world and we can't see them and they come and interact on us. We are spirit. We come to this world with free choice. And that's the reason why I can't tell you what your tomorrow will be, because you have free choice to do it. What I can do is do what I have done, is give you some pointers as to how you can make sure that you and your sister will be able to go where you want to go next year.
I understand. Well, I do have some severe back problems, lumbar and thoracic, with spondylosis.
Well,
and also, I've been through quite a bit of pain on that. Are you able to heal that?
No, you can.
Okay.
I can give you a mind game. You need to look for a lady called Betty Shine in the bookstores and online. And she's written several books that I've followed. She was a medium healer in the 50s. And so her books are a bit difficult to get hold of nowadays. But there's one called Mind Magic, and there's a thing called a healing room that she has. So the best exercise I know for cutting down your medication is to imagine that you are connected to the center of the universe. You can do this while I'm talking to you. Imagine that you are connected by a string to the center of the universe, and that string is a string of light, like a rain, like a sunbeam light, and that it goes straight through the whole of your body, from your crown through to your feet, and it goes all the way to the center of the earth. And then the center of the earth sends a corresponding beautiful wave of light and energy and love all the way back up this string, so that you now are on a double helix string of love for the universe. You now feel that joy in your heart, and as you feel that joy in your heart, it spreads out with every breath that you take in. Breathe, you get the energy that goes round your body, fills your bloodstream, and now as you breathe out, everything that's of no use to you gets moved out. And breathe, and now you can feel the energy easing your pain as it goes down your spine into every chakra, all the way down your spine, taking the pain and bringing in your own mentally made anti-pain. And as you do this, you can imagine that you have a tap above your head, a faucet, and you can turn that on, turn it on full. And when you want relief from pain, turn it on full. And when you want to, your pain is eased, turn it down so that it takes all day to fill a pint pot. And when you need pain, 5 minutes longer, try it. Push back your painkiller a little bit by a little bit by a little bit. And you'll find that you won't need to take as much.
3 minutes. Well, thank you very much, Rosemary.
So it's on my... I often do this one. I've done it for myself. I now only need to take painkillers when I'm in real dire straits. So, because I too have no discs in my lower spine. They've gone. Disappeared. So I hope you... feeling well, and you can find me under Macy's Space on Facebook.
Okay. Well, thank you, Rosemary. And I hope you feel well too and get better.
If you found this useful, then please donate, because our friends that run the programs
need to
pay for
them. Certainly. Thank you, Rosemary. I appreciate you very much.
You're welcome.
God bless.
I broadcast every day, and we play mind games of this kind.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you, Ken, very much. Have a beautiful...
Okay. And that's Wendy on line one. and Happy New Year to you. We've got another 917. We've got a 916 and a 917 here. So we'll find out who that is in just a moment. But we're going to do this one, 916. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, this is Nancy.
It is Nancy. Hello.
Hello,
Nancy.
Hi.
It says we've got 1 minute, so I think we've got a bit short.
No. That was just the end of the time.
It's okay, Ken. I'm just joking. How can I help you, Nancy?
Yes, Rosemary, do you do energy readings, you know, for now, you know, and how to raise your energy?
Oh, a good one for raising your energy. You imagine that you're on that string of DNA. That's what I call it, the DNA string of the chi. Imagine you're a ball on that string. And just slide yourself up it a little bit. A lot of us, I take it that you're a worker for light, a lot of us ground the old way, you know, with the tree. Do you do that?
Yes. Well, when I can go outside and, yeah, I'm a gardener and I usually ground there.
But you can ground by imagining that you are a tree and allowing your roots to go right the way down and hold on to the center of the earth, the crystal that's yours. And so the way to do it, and this one definitely is a Betty Shine one, is imagine that your feet and your toes are carrots. And that they're going deeper and deeper into the ground. And as they go deeper and deeper into the ground, they become stronger like tree roots. And they go way, way down to the center of the earth. And they spread out. So if you were to lie down on the ground, they would be twice the height that you are on the ground. And you pull up the earth energy through your body system, through your legs and your arms and then you allow the branches to spread out, and you want your day to be a beautiful day full of love and light, then you open your leaves on your tree and then you can close them at night. Or you can imagine that you become a bubble and you can slide up and down. Now, the new way of earthing, they call it, not grounding, and it's not such a new way, is to imagine that you're on the ground and you're in a mud puddle, and you go really down up to the neck and then bob up like a little bubble, and you float on the bubble. So try them both. They're both ways of keeping you grounded, keeping you sane, you know, keeping you from,
from
spinning off wherever. I don't know about you, but I've got a fantastic imagination and I can spin off anywhere. But it's my saviour for my sanity, if that makes sense. But I hope that helps you.
No, that helps. You know, I've done the exercise similar in the past, you know, where I, you know, see the roots coming out of the bottom of my feet, you know, and grounding. So,
well, I discovered that at first, when I first did it, I put my roots just straight down, and then I was giving healing to somebody at a healing session, and she was a working medium, and she was near the end of her life, and I noticed that her roots went very, very wide out, and she was actually my mentor on many, many levels of life for a little time, and I thought, now that's a good thing. So I started spreading my roots out as well, and it did make a difference. Does that help?
Well, it looks like we lost Nancy there. Okay, no worries. I'm sure she'll call back. Strange one. Yeah. So, in the meantime then, we'll move on. And we have Kyra.
Hi.
Hello, how can we help you?
Just like a general reading, please.
You want a reading?
Yeah.
On what level?
Well, I'm wondering if I should keep, I just was interested in this dog, a two-year-old dog, but it has some dental problems already at 2 years old. I'm wondering, should I just give it back?
What do you want to do with it?
Sorry?
What do you want to do with it? Have you bonded?
No, I feel kind of... Yeah, I kind of feel a little bit of a difficult energy coming from her. So I was wondering what you're picking up.
I'm not picking up anything, my darling. This is another life lesson for you. What are you learning from it?
I don't know.
Because I could easily say to you, take the dog back, right? And I could easily say you'll save a lot of money. And then you find out that maybe you took it back and something happened to the dog and then you feel guilty about it, or the other way around, or you maybe might say, well, I wish I had kept it. So either way,
yeah,
I'm the one that's going to be wearing the witch's hat, yes?
No, I feel like I'm okay with it. I just don't know. I just don't feel that much of a connection.
Ask the universe, right? There is a thing called the law of attraction. And the way it works is what you send out is what you get back. And there is a thing called cosmic ordering. So you can ask the universe to help you to find the money to pay for the dog's, if you want to keep it, but you have to make your mind up first, and then you ask the universe to help you with this endeavor as to whether you so you have the wherewithal and you find the right vet and you find the right means to be able to get on with the animal. Now, a good trick, and this is from a lady who wrote a book, Barbara Woodhouse, and she was on British television in the 70s, 80s, I think it was, Ken. And what she used to do was she used to look in the dog's eyes and tell the dog what she expected from the dog. So if you're finding it difficult to get on with this animal, sit down and make a contract with the animal. Tell the animal that you will look after it if it looks after you, and that this is what you would like it to do, and you will start off by looking after its teeth.
Okay, that's nice.
I did it with a Rottweiler, and what a wonderful dog, because I needed to be made to go out for a walk, and she kept that promise right the way till the end of her life, and I kept mine, and we could walk side by side and not.
Oh, nice.
You know,
how old was it?
It's what I called mind speak, spirit to spirit. So you talking?
No. How old did your dog become? How old?
I think she was about 12.
Okay. And wow. And how long ago was that?
Oh, a while ago.
I rescued her.
I rescued her.
And you have other dogs?
Oh, I've had lots of them, and cats, and hamsters, and yeah, I've lived
a full
life,
animals?
My darling. Right?
You have lots of animals?
I don't have any now. I'm too old. I don't want to leave an animal to have to find a new home.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, that is, well, you know, that's not easy.
And I don't live in a lifestyle that would be good for a dog.
Right.
An animal needs looking after. It needs care. It needs whatever.
It needs a lot of care.
Yeah. So I know you have a lot of care for yourself, and I know you have many things going on in your life. And there's a gentleman coming in who would have felt very sick at the end of his life. Would that make sense to you? He's bringing on a reading of being very, very sick, as if I was having chemo or something like that. Would that make sense, please?
Yeah, but yeah, sure.
Yeah, and he's sitting here smiling because what I've told you is what he would have told you. Get on with it and do what you want to do.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah.
If other people are involved in your decision making, then discuss with them so that you come to a logical conclusion, not just with your spirit soul self, but also with your what I call your physical life self.
What do you mean?
Well, we are a spirit person. We also are a subconscious soul, and we're learning when we live on this planet. We're learning through experience. We have many experiences, and we're the ones that decide when we make a choice whether that's a good choice or a bad one. And that is the lesson. The lesson is, yes, I like that, I'm going to do it again. Or, no, I didn't like that, never going to do that, and I'll make sure that I'm very wary about it if it turns up again. And we can do this daily. We do it with food all the time. But we can do every aspect of life. But when you're working with other people in life, we have to come to a compromise, don't we? So at the moment, we're in England, and we're in a countrywide lockdown. To see if we can slow down the virus so that the doctors and nurses can have a bit more time to do the work that they're doing. And we're doing that not because we want to, but we're doing it because it's good for our fellow people.
Yeah.
Do you see where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
So who else would be involved with this dog of yours?
Well, the old owner, maybe she will pay for the dental.
2 minutes.
So I think your first thing is to go and talk to any humans that are going to share the care of your dog. And then be honest with yourself. And then make your friendship with your dog if you decide.
It feels very, very difficult. It feels like really, really hard. It feels like on the one hand I like it, on the other hand it's very challenging.
Well, I have a rule that I go by. If a door is hard to push open, then universe is saying to me, not now. You had an opportunity, or you have an opportunity, but this isn't the right time or the right circumstances. And if
1 minute,
then of course we go and do it, don't we?
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, I'm acting as a devil's advocate here, because I really need you to look at yourself. This gentleman that's sitting here in the corner, he says, yeah, you need to rely on you and your decisions, but make them with other people if other people are involved.
No, I make my own decision. I mean, the previous owner said that she'll take him back, but am I going to do all the troubles for to send the dog back?
No.
That's ridiculous.
Tonight, spend a little minute or two before you go to bed, and a piece of paper. Write down your question yourself. Do I want to do this? Or I do want a dog. Could I find a better dog? Could I find an older one? Can I get on with this dog? And
yeah.
Ask yourself, you haven't done, you know, before you buy a house or a Hoover or a washing machine, you look into it, don't you?
Yeah.
Do the same with an animal, because it's, or a life decision like this, do the same thing. And then ask the universe. Lay it in front of the universe and say, right, show me the way.
We're going to have to leave it there, Kyra.
Thank you so much for this time.
Okay.
Thank you, Kyra. Okay. We do try to keep strict to the timer there, ladies and gents. We haven't got very many callers in the call kit this evening, so we might go round a second time yet. We don't know. We'll see how it goes. Okay, right. We did have somebody else there in the call queue, and we were going to just pick up the phone, and they called off. Just take Rosemary off the microphone for just a moment then, while we wait for that caller to call back in, if they call back in, and we'll go to a piece of music instead. Who cares? Sure I don't. We'll take a piece of music now. We wasn't going to. We were going to take a piece of music after the next caller, but they decided to go. Don't know where they've gone. Maybe they'll call back and kick out them.
Golden, you're so golden. doctor, 'cause I'm so open.
Okay, that was Harry Styles with that one, and Golden. We do have a caller, not the original caller, but we got another one instead. Let's call in just as the music was playing there. We have Debbie, so we're going to take that call in just a moment. So the number to ring in, as always, 646-668-874. 3-5 will get you through to us here. We're on air for the next hour and 23 minutes. So get the fingers dialing. Thank you. Okay, and we're going to bring Rosemary back in first of all. And we have Debbie.
Hello.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. You sound nice and happy.
I'm trying to be. It's a lot going on.
I've got some cards here if you want me to pull you a card.
Yes, please. I would love that.
Right. Do you want Doreen Virtue?
Say it again?
Doreen Virtue Raphael or the Guardian Angels Oracle?
Guardian.
Okay. It's a long time since I've done card readings. I never use a book. It's better to go by your instinct, by your clairs. So I never read the cards the way they're meant to be read.
Okay.
So, wisdom. You've gained a lot of wisdom in your life. That's and you understand the sorrows and the ups and the downs, but you also understand the Buddhist thinking that everything lasts for a short time, and so it's either learn from it and endure it, or enjoy it and live in peace for a while. There's also, you've also had protection all your life. When you thought
Mom
had fallen out of your life, suddenly something happens to put everything in place again.
Yes.
And that's the angel connection to supporting and keeping you safe. But whenever you've gotten into anything and you've been at that point, it's because you've gone there after looking after, caring for other people. So your elevation is after you've learned this, and this is where you're getting your wisdom from, is you're learning that I actually need to pull my heart in a little bit more and not give it to the world, but save myself some energy. And and we've got grace. So we're giving thanks with grace. There's a prayer every day, but I'll tell you the poem that my dad always used to say. He said, Grace is a little girl that never washed her face. I can't remember what the other bit is, but if it comes to me, I'll tell you.
So
that was just a little bit of seriously, you've been there, pulled yourself out, been there a couple of times, and
yeah.
always you guarded, always. There's always been a guardian there, and there is now. And the biggest guardian is yourself, because you have the ability to pull yourself in like a tortoise and put
yeah.
your shell in. So when you need to, you can pull yourself round. And I'm giving you a tortoise because I'm being shown there would have been a tortoise in your childhood. Would you understand that?
There was one recently at my boyfriend's house. His nephew mm-hmm. left. And I worried about it. And then one day, I don't think they took good care of it. It got caught up under something. And I felt so bad for it. Like maybe I should have stepped mm-hmm. forward because they don't care as
well,
much.
Because of your care, the elementals are looking after it. I do think it went home. I have a feeling that it went home. But
no, it passed. Yeah, I think he passed.
To tell you what you're capable of. In England, it would have been a hedgehog, capable of rolling yourself up. And when people... they'll take advantage for so far, and then all of a sudden the prickles go up and they go, oh, didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
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 Would you also understand the little boy in the spirit world, please? Round about 7 or 8?
Possibly, maybe, yes.
Maybe
a nephew.
Maybe a little older. He's standing here with a bat and ball, and he's giving you the bat and he's telling you you've got to run when you whack the ball. So he's giving you the tools that you need at this moment in time to kick something into touch, but also for you to make the main run. That makes sense. I really don't know. I'm just saying the words as they come in my head.
Kind of, but I don't understand the analogy, but
right.
Maybe it'll come to me.
Right. Symbolically, we've got to hit the ball over the hedge and let it
okay.
be. Right? Symbolically,
okay.
because I'm seeing the ball being hit way out of the game, but also to run in the other direction. So... they're wanting in some situation in your life, they're wanting you to pull yourself into yourself, but also don't hang around, don't give them time.
Mm.
If
okay.
that makes sense.
Like a distraction.
Yeah. Move. Leave it alone. Move away from whatever it is. If that makes sense. In your mind, you don't need to do it physically. It's, we've got to shut the door on it. Does that make sense?
Wow. Yes.
If you
Three
want to do it
minutes.
Physically, then that will be fine. It's you to understand. I'm only showing you and telling you what
okay.
the words are coming in. I can't do any more than that. But
okay.
As I'm talking to you, there's a lovely lady. She would have been about 5 foot. She would have been quite round, she showed me, very jolly. Her face would have been round, and she would have had curly grey hair. So she's looking around about a very sprightly 68, 69-year-old.
Okay.
And she's giving me a doll with knitted clothes.
Hmm.
So
2 minutes.
She's wanting you to go back to a childhood memory so that you
uh-huh.
can move forward from there. Sometimes when we have to break away from a situation, we have to go back to where the fork in the road was taken, and we could take two choices. So must have been something that you gave up when you were about 7 or 8. If you go back to that time, my darling, then we can take the next road. It doesn't matter. Every road leads, and the words I'm using is every road leads to heaven. And there would have been quite a lot of religion in your childhood when you were little, because I'm being shown the cross and I'm being shown
1 minute
saying your prayers. And
a wonderful
life for a child, but on the more protective. So when we've had to stand on our own 2 feet, we've had to do it the hard way, because there was no real preparation. And this lady is saying, I'm sorry, I should have given you more preparation, as well as giving you the love that we gave you. So I hope you can understand that.
There would also be
a lady that's not been gone to the spirit world for very long ago, maybe in the last eight months. But don't look at family, look at friendship.
Okay.
And I feel that she would have been a very bright lady, and that she comes around and she's showing me shoes, dancing shoes. So maybe you spent time with her.
Okay. That one I'll have to think about. Is there any way you could tell me about the guy that I'm with? Like, is he good for me?
Well, it's like I said earlier, you decide.
Okay.
Like I said, if doors are easy to open, if conversations are easy to understand and time is easy, and you're happy with that, then go with it. But if they take a bit of pushing, then do a bit of questioning. It's your life, my darling. And if I was to tell you, everything would be hunky-dory, then you go and marry him or whatever, and he turns out to be something horrendous, because I'd be the witch carrying the broomstick, wouldn't I?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I can't
leave it there,
that.
Debbie. Yeah.
Say it again.
We're gonna have to leave it there.
Oh yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay.
Enjoyed that. Thank you.
Listen to your message, because I think your answer was in the message.
Okay. Sorry about that, Rosemary.
No, that's okay. Thank you, Rosemary.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
So, we'll say Happy New Year there to Debbie. Debbie's a regular caller. I do know. I do recognise Debbie's voice there. And Debbie calls in very often. So, we've only got one more caller at the moment. The show's been very slow this evening. I'm tempted to take another piece of music, but we'll do that in just a moment, after this call, I think. Okay, so if I'm not mistaken, we're going to Canada for this one. This is Jennifer.
Hello, you aren't mistaken. This is Canada, and this is Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer from Canada.
Hello.
It's lovely to meet you. How are you doing?
It's lovely to meet you too. I'm doing excellent. How about yourself?
So how can we help you today?
I was calling to get a card, and you were speaking to the other lady about a young boy from Spirit, and I have a young boy from Spirit. Now, the name wasn't the same, but I'm thinking that maybe there was an energetic connection or lead-in for him to you, to me.
Right, well, don't say any more and we'll see.
All right.
Right, do you want the Archangel cards? I've got those in my hand. I think we'll stay with them. So this is your past. Compassion. You are a being of light that is full of compassion. Compassion for everything. And you've been bitten by the snake because of it, if that makes sense. So we ask Archangels Ezekiel to soften your heart so that you can see and look at the situation, because when the snake bites, you pull back and we kind of stop. But you also are capable of clairsentience, so you can feel, you can smell, you can taste when spirit are around. And when you want to enhance that, you call on Archangel Raguel to help, or he is standing beside you. You do work with the angels, yes.
And I do, yes. Yeah.
They're asking you to breathe.
Okay, good.
Take time out to breathe. We have two lessons that we've experienced in the past 2 years, and we need to take a good look at them and check what you were actually being told, what your experience was, because you're like me, you do understand that every happening has a consequence and every consequence is a lesson. Yes. Mm-hmm. And what they're saying now is, in preparation for the end of the COVID, is clear your space so you can continue. So like a lot of the light workers and the angel workers, we're feeling very tired. We're feeling very emotional sometimes, and it's because we're absorbing the energy and sending out as well. And we've been very busy over the last, say, 8-9 years, actually. So they want you to clear your space so that it can clear your mind, but also clear your physical space, because then you'll be ready. And you've had a wonderful idea. You've had a couple of dreams. You've had a couple of conversations in your meditation. And they're saying, that's a wonderful idea. Please carry on with it. I don't know what they're talking about, but those were the cards that I pulled up for you. I'm asking if there is... Would you understand David, the name David?
Yes.
I'm asking about the child, and the name that came was David. But I'm also being shown that you have the heart and the tools of David. So, yeah. So I don't know if you know the story of David and Goliath.
I wasn't thinking about that one, yeah.
Yeah, and you take this as the, that's the work you've been doing, and the Goliath is on his knees. I don't know if that's the message from the angels.
I feel like it's a message for all the light workers, because the strength isn't in, you know, our size. It's in our, you know,
And the ones that have been working, yes. So that's the message from them. You would also understand the name Peter.
Yes.
And with this Peter, I'm feeling there would be someone here plus someone in the spirit world with that name. The person in the spirit world would have been an elderly gentleman before he passed. And all I'm seeing are the most beautiful blue eyes.
Mm-hmm. The Peter and here has very nice blue eyes, yeah.
I'm just looking at, well, they must have had the same, and I feel they are connected or on a vibrational link somewhere, the two of them.
Okay.
That doesn't mean that they are connected with DNA and stuff, but they could be connected with them. As you know, we have spirit families, and I'm feeling there's a connection that way, but the connection is because you know the two of them. And would you also understand where there's a headache on the right side of the head, right on the top of the head?
Everybody I've talked to lately has been having headaches, people that normally don't.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm feeling quite sick with this.
Okay. No, I don't know them.
I'm feeling quite sick with it. So you would... why are they saying go to the Taj Mahal?
Go to the Taj Mahal?
3 minutes.
I don't know. I've never been to India, but my dad and my stepmother went a few years ago.
Well, they're saying go to the Taj Mahal, so I'm saying why? They're wanting you to go down that path of inquiry because you've got a new idea and you've got you don't know where to go from here.
Oh, I've been thinking about an Indian lady who touched me when I was really little and told me I had a gift. So
right.
I have been thinking about that lady from India, yeah.
Okay, so they're wanting you to go down that level. And that way of thinking. I can't get the connection with the Peter, I'm sorry. They keep coming back to the cards. Where there is the headaches.
2 minutes.
They're wanting you to just imagine that the universal energy of the living stream of water is being poured over to clear because it's the lifting of the vibration. And I don't understand that.
I get the visualization,
I think you maybe do. And there are some people who are feeling the sickness as they are with this headache. So it's because they need to also drink more because they're not drinking more.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, right. The Peter would have gone with, it would have had connections
1 minute.
With a lovely lady that you know, and there is a need to drink with the lady that's here. She's not drinking enough.
Oh, okay. I'll try and figure out who that is. But I know who the Peter is.
Yeah, he's wanting to tell you, and he would have had problems himself before he passed with dehydration.
Okay.
But he's saying thank you.
Thank you.
He does come into your meditation. I'm not sure if you know he's there, but when you're doing your meditation, he is there as he's part of the group because you can do this job better than I can. And he's there behind you, supporting you.
Oh, thank you.
But also they want you to put your hand in the hand of love. And I'm wanting to sing that, put your hand in the hand of the Lord. But it's not, it's the hand of love because it's the love stream that is bringing us out of the darkness.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And we can battle everything if we just love.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and a lot of your life has been in the shadows.
Mm-hmm.
And they're showing me that no more shadows.
Yep. Thank you. No, thank you for confirming that.
No more shadows. They're showing me. There would also be a little girl in the spirit world.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Would have gone early in life. Just kind of touched the world and went back. Don't feel that it's yours, but there's a toddler as well, and that one might be connected with you. But you do have many spirit children around you when you're going to the shops.
Oh, it's funny. Yeah.
They bring the light and the fun around you.
Mhm.
Yeah. And you would also know about a dog in the spirit world, just a little tiny Jack Russell kind of thing.
Oh yeah, my mum's dog.
Yeah, a little tiny Jack Russell. It's around. And I'm looking at a porcupine. There must be a story to do with a porcupine.
Well, we got that earlier, didn't we?
Yeah, I think
another porcupine.
It's if you can't take a porcupine, then it's a warning.
I think I remember a dog that got attacked by a porcupine. One of our dogs.
Okay.
So
okay.
There. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And,
they're just bringing in light and love and saying thank you for the work that you do, but continue. But take this time to pull your energy to yourself. And
thank you. I will.
And regroup. That's what we've got to do at the moment. We're in the middle of the eye of the storm. So much love
thank
for you.
You.
So much love.
Oh, thank
so
you. Thank you very much. Love
thank
you,
you
too.
No,
thank
love you,
you
too,
for
Ken.
With me.
And look after Canada.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Jennifer. Happy New Year to you. Okay. We did go slightly over with that one. We're going to take a little piece of music, I think, now, Rosemary, before we go to Laura, because we've got 56 minutes, would you believe, still left to run on the clock. And, you know, it is a two-hour show, ladies and gents, but we don't want to overwork our reader. And, you know, we like to take breaks wherever possible. And obviously on busy shows, we can't take as many breaks as we'd like to, because the object is to get to as many of you lovely callers as possible. And that's what we try to do, but, you know, we take the opportunity to take breaks while we can. So let's see what we've got for you. I put quite a piece of music in for the month, would you believe? So we're going to play the same pieces of music again next month. We're on lockdown to February, March, April, June and July. We don't know yet because one says February, the other says March. And somebody came up with April, May this afternoon. So I'm thinking, yeah, that sounds like July then. Okay.
If it wasn't open shut. signal and I'll meet you after dark. Show me the places where the others gave you the scars. Now this is an open shut case. I guess I should have known from the look on your face. Every bit of which was a work of art. Know that you say the less I know.
Well, I do believe that the new album is called Evermore, if I'm not mistaken. And that's Taylor Swift with a track from the new album called Willow, that particular track. But if you get a chance to see the video on YouTube to the album, it's quite impressive the way she's done that. And It's fantasy based, really. It stems around children and you know, a belief system. Because I don't know whether you've ever done any prospecting, gold prospecting, something I've always wanted to have a go at, really. You know, because some of the finest gold in the world once came from Wales. And that was white gold. Not all gold is that yellowy colour that you see. Some of the finest gold is actually white. And it's one of the purest kinds of gold that you can actually get. I think it's like 24... carat gold, probably even higher. White gold, I'm not sure what the carat is for that, but but never mind. Right, so we're going to go to our only caller in the call queue now at the moment. We've got 48 minutes, believe it or not, left on the clock, ladies and gents, so still time to call in, but in the meantime, I'm going to bring Rosemary back online. We've got Laura.
Hello, Laura.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Your name, Laura, adds up to the infinity sign, number 8. And that means the world is your oyster. You can, wherever you go, you've got to take steps along the path that you want, not what others want, because you're a leader, not a follower. Does that make sense, please?
Yeah, it does make sense.
Yeah? And I've got
yeah.
a poem for you. All the beauty of the world is yours. Stars in the sky shine for you. All the music in the world fills your heart, and all the roads lead to your promised land. So the message is that whatever you're doing, carry on doing it, because it's working for you, if that makes sense. Would you also understand where this pain in the neck and the shoulders?
Sometimes I get pain in my shoulder.
On the right side of the neck, up the right side of the neck, behind the ears and across the shoulder. It's,
No, I wouldn't say that. It's more like where, you know, when you have to lift your arm, and it's the left side.
All right, well, then that's moving. What I'm feeling is that we're carrying a burden for somebody else. And you can choose whether you continue to do that or let them walk and carry their own burden, because you won't lose them. They'll learn, if that makes sense.
Not really sure who the burden, who that would be.
Well, sometimes we don't realize until later. Would you understand a gentleman that would have lost his arm?
A gentleman that what?
Would have lost his arm.
No.
I've lost the feeling in my arm. It would have gone from.
I don't know who that is.
Gone from the upper arm downwards.
No, I don't know anybody like that.
Okay. Right, well, why are they talking about a sinkhole?
I don't know. Maybe you're talking to somebody who's in line or in the queue or something.
I might not be with you at all. No. So would you like, have you got a question? We'll start from there.
I would like to know about a job and moving, making a physical move into a house. But I have to get a job first.
Right. So what have you done to prepare for it?
The usual, when you send out resumes.
Have you done a cosmic order? How to do a cosmic ordering?
No.
Right. Well, you need a piece of A4. And you need to draw a line straight down the middle of the A4 and write all the things I want and all the things I don't want. And then you just don't think about it, just spend no more than 5-10 minutes on it. All the things that you want in your life and all the things that you don't want in your life. Everything from being cold to being homeless to having the best job in the world, to being famous, or whatever it is that you want. Yeah?
Okay.
And then you get another piece of A4 and you write down all the things that you do it the next day. And you write down all the things that you're good at and all the things that you haven't got a qualification in, but you would like to. So then you go and look at all the jobs that are around in the newspapers and wherever they're advertising, or look at jobs that people are doing and think, well, I can do that job and I can do it better than them. And then you redo the thing, and you look to see if you need to train and then go and train. I don't feel that this is going to be quick. If it does, it'll be a small jump and then another hop. Does that make sense, please?
I don't think we're tapped in. I think you might be tapped into somebody else in queue or something.
No,
this
is how
it
doesn't make sense. A cosmic ordering. You want a new job, a new house. You have to work for it.
Well, I am working for it, so I have several
and what I'm
resumes.
telling you is a way you can use your spirituality, your inner self, and bring your spirit self into the work. Is you can do a cosmic order, and I've just told you how to do a cosmic order. If you send the thought out, there is a law of what you send out there, you get back. So if you send back, I'll put up with whatever I can get, then that's what you'll get. But if you do a cosmic order, you will get what you really want.
All right, well, I will try that. Thank you.
Yeah, I told a lady to do this several years ago.
3 minutes.
And she wanted a bungalow to be near enough, but not too near her daughter. And she wanted a little garden, and she wanted a piece of haven. And that's exactly what she got.
Okay. All right, well, thank you.
Put time on it when you want it. Yes? And how you do it is you don't put any kind of, well, I haven't got qualifications, I haven't got knowledge of, I haven't got this, right? Just go from your inner self, sit quietly for a minute, and then write this list down and just leave it alone for a little while and then go back to it. And you can change from the things that you don't want. Look at it each day and move the things that you don't want away, and you do that, and then you set a time when you want it. The same as your house. What kind of house do you want? Where do you want it?
Okay. Well, I'll try it and see what happens. Yeah.
Yeah, let me know how to get on. Because it does work. I did it for my own house. But I feel like, we'll probably get a job that's an interim. And then we'll get the house, and then we'll get the job that you really want.
Okay. Well, thank you, Rosemary. I appreciate the reading. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye, Ken.
Thanks, Laura. Happy New Year. Okay, that's it for a little while then.
I'm sorry, I didn't give her what she wanted, but I can't.
Do you know, it's not easy, Rosemary. It's not easy giving people, you know, what they want. Because
we're not meant to have it, are we? Sometimes we have to figure it out for ourselves.
I think that this is it. You know, you have to take the bull by the horns, and you know, it's like just as the microphone was closed, my microphone was closed during that reading. I was having a word with the wife there, and we were discussing how the reading was going. We could take some of those points for ourselves there. And the point that came up is that, you know, when you cosmic order, it's like cosmic ordering is something that I can never get to grips with, because, you know, it's so difficult to believe in. And, you know, and I think what it is, you've got to believe in yourself that it's going to happen before you start.
No, I think you can you can do it by starting. How I came across it was, we were going to a mind body spirit fair, and they knew there wasn't going to be a car parking place. And these girls that were in the car, they said, right, we'll ask the universe for a car parking space and blow me down if they didn't just get one right outside the front door.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
And so it's testing the universe for something that you want and then waiting for it to happen, but put a time limit on it.
Yeah, I think, yeah, yes, exactly, put a time limit on it. I think because what we don't do is that we tend to let spirit run things to their clock, and they don't have one.
No.
They don't have a clock. They don't use time like we do. And it's not that they forgot how to use time. They're still very conscious of the fact that we use time, but they don't need to.
They don't have time. I have proof of that, you know, Ken. When I first met Spirit, I worked with this girl, and her parents lived in England and we were in Malaya. And they used to come, her mother's and father's guides used to come to Malaya and talk with us in our circle. And they would say, we can't come now, your father wants us. And then they'd be jumping backwards and forwards, and it would be so like a twinkling of an eye how fast they can move.
Do you know, there's something strange there when you said that, Rosemary, that you lived in Malaya, because there's a lady, sadly, that she passed away now, but there's a lady that came from Malaya, and she used to do a show with us here. And for the life of me, I can't think of her name now. I had a message from a friend of hers on Facebook to tell me that she'd passed away. Because around this time of the year, obviously, you wish everybody happy Christmas and happy New Year. And one year, the message came back that she wasn't here no more. The lady that you were speaking to earlier, Jennifer, I think it was the last call but one, that lady used to be with us as well, the lady from Canada. She used to do shows with us. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry, it's taken me a bit to get going today, so.
Well, I think what we're going to do,
Rosemary, I think we'll wrap it up now.
Because what I don't see, we're at 34 minutes. I know people are listening, but you know, I think we've done enough for tonight, to be quite honest. The show's been quite slow this evening, and we've got to some lovely people, and I think we're going to play out, wrap it up for this evening, and we'll do it all again very soon, and hopefully Rosemary will be able to join us again in a couple of weeks' time. Tuesdays is kind of between three people at the moment, because we've got three people interested in Tuesdays at the minute, ladies and gents, and it's keeping the balance, because Rosemary slips in to do Tuesdays whenever she can. And it means that we can offer the Tuesdays out to other people. So, you know, we've got three people interested in Tuesdays at the moment, which is lovely. I can't remember who next week's guest is now. Okay. But we'll definitely got one for you. And we'll keep that posted. So God bless you, Rosemary, and Happy New Year to you. And we're going to wind you up for these show, ladies and gents. Thank you. Thank you, Rosemary. Rosemary Sladden there, our psychic medium for this evening. And we do hope that you've enjoyed the show there, ladies and gents. We're going to wrap it up. We're going to find something to play out with. I don't know what yet, but Let's see what we've got for you.
Stop the clocks, it's amazing.